Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night, wherever you may be. Welcome to yet another episode of the Fluid Talks podcast with me, your host, Michael.
And I, your host, Tony.
The guy behind the mic today is Mikeless. So we shall not be hearing from him at all, thankfully. Yeah,
be nice. I want to hear from him.
Okay. So let's just pause the recording and then go talk to him and then come back.
Yeah, it's it. Alright. Ready?
Alrighty. You back?
I'm back.
Alright.
It sounds bad, but I know.
Yeah, it is.
What's popping?
Bubbles.
Brand new whip.
Huh?
Brand new. You have no idea which song it is, do you?
No.
So when somebody says what's popping,
okay,
you're supposed to say brand new whip.
Okay.
Just hopped in.
Okay.
Alright, let's redo this, okay?
No, I'm too old for this.
Come on, Michael. What's popping?
You said brand new whip?
Whip. Just hopped in.
Just hopped in like a rabbit.
Okay. Can we redo this?
Okay.
What's popping?
Brand new whip, just hopped in.
No. You're not supposed to say it like a poem. You're supposed to say it with some pizzazz. Hey, it's guy behind late. The mic. It's what's popping? Guys, it's not rocket science. What's popping? Brand new whip just hopped in. Plain and simple.
Okay.
What's popping? I said I'll do this. We will not do anything until somebody responds.
But I did respond.
What's popping? Thank you.
Okay, good.
Thank you. 10 go. Points for Gryffindor. What? What?
No, it's fine.
Others just give you by.
Yeah. So now, do you want to do a catch up or do we just go straight into the news?
What I want to do is, what's popping? Brand new wave just happened. No, we can do a deep dive straight into a catch up zone. How have you been, Mr. Michael?
Is that a sufficient answer?
No.
Okay. You know, a bit more life to it. No, I've been all right. Can't complain. Although I have a bit of a chest pain right now.
COVID?
No. I don't know what it is. It's a chest pain I've had for a very long time. Well, not very long time. Like, it comes and goes in waves. Thank you.
Mm.
But yeah, the week has been all right.
It's been weekend.
I've been pushing.
Random thought, okay? It's one of the things. It's heavily contextual, though, right? Why do you think they call it Skuma Wiki?
We're waiting for your answer.
Oh, no. You guys are not engaging me. I'm not going to give you satisfaction. Guy in denial.
I can't get no... Okay, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I don't know, because it pushes a week.
Ndiyo yo sasa. Mumesikia. Mumeerewa. Waerewa. Okay, behind the mic. Waerewa. Amumelewa. Unafanya nga nini? Unaelewa. Smart man. All right, Mr. Michael, what do you have on the new segment today for us?
What I have is Narnia businessman. Okay, well, it's not your business, but
you're taking me back to Narnia.
It's the business of our listeners. Microsoft is ending support for the old non-chromium Edge. Okay, so for context, Windows 10 came with a browser called Microsoft Edge, which had an E logo, an E with a ponytail, a nice blue E with a ponytail. That was based on Microsoft's own technology. For if you know, but rendering technology, so technology, or rendering engine, so technology, so Microsoft's technology. And that was phased out. Well, they've been phasing it out steadily.
In favor of
Edge built on a different technology. So this new Edge, you'll know this new Edge by, it looks like a wave. It looks more like a wave and less like an E. So it's like, think of it as a wave.
So basically like Chrome.
Yeah, it's like Chrome. It's like Google Chrome, but without the Google in it. And as a result, it's a bit more performant in certain contexts. And it benefits from all the lazy developers who build only for Chrome.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you know, support was ended yesterday, I believe. And old Edge is now called Legacy Edge. Yeah.
After investing so much to bring Edge to life.
Well, I mean, you know.
It is what it is.
At least it's not Google, you know. At least, sure, it's a bit different, but it's still Edge.
What's like, your browser of choice?
My browser of choice? Mm. Edge.
Legacy Edge?
I actually liked some features of Legacy Edge.
Mm.
I was a user of Legacy Edge, even with the dev tools. Actually, interesting. Wow.
It took you a minute.
Okay. Surprisingly, Google Chrome and the Chromium engine does not have a way of printing JSON by default.
Oh, they did have
Edge. That. I mean, like Edge by default, no extension, no nothing. Just boom, JSON response. We got you, man.
Okay. No need download extension.
Yeah. Anyway, it's
neat.
It's in the past, like Legacy Edge, and yeah, that's my news item numero uno, number one.
Mm.
Nambari ya kwanza. Okay. Sorry.
For moi, is on the social network realm, but Facebook targets emerging markets with the launch of Instagram Lite. So I don't know if you remember, but back in 2018, they first of all launched Instagram Lite, but this is specific only for Android, only to later pull it down, I think last year. But now they are making a comeback. And guess how much storage it's taking, Michael?
Let's see, probably 5 MB or so.
2 MB.
Okay, that is neat.
Impressive, isn't it?
Is it just HTML pages?
It is a React Native application, so, well, the last time I checked. But, I mean, it's in the name. It won't have all features. I think it will only have Reels. For those who don't know what Reels is, it's the TikTok version of Instagram. And it's meant to launch in about 170 countries. So if you care for your data, but I'm sure they're still tracking you. I'm sure like 1 MB. No, I'm just hating at this
you're
rate.
Hitting,
but yes, if you're into that kind of thing, check them out. Instagram Lite. Yeah, support Instagram. The end of my news item.
Alrighty. Do.
Terminator.
Do. There we go.
Yeah, I know you were doing a Terminator from the beginning.
Right. So. What we are talking about is AI.
Oh.
Specifically, OpenAI's machine vision, CLIP, which stands for Contrastive Language Image Pre-training. Okay, anyway, you don't need to worry about what I'm saying right now. There'll be a link that is a 22-minute read.
Wow.
straight off the OpenAI site. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's a paper they've published about how their state-of-the-art machine vision AI is fooled by handwritten notes.
What? Say that again?
The machine vision AI is fooled by handwritten notes. Where is it? Hold up. So, under the subsection, attacks in the wild, we refer to these attacks as typographic attacks. This is straight off the site, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
We believe attacks such as those described by exploiting the model's ability to read text robustly, we find that even photographs of handwritten text can often fool the model. And so there's a very nice image of an apple. Right?
Let me see that. Mm-hmm.
You'll see it when you read it.
Let me see it now.
You'll see it when you read it. Anyway,
now.
So there's an image of an apple and, you know, the machine vision, you know how it works. It's a list of potential of things it could potentially be,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
with the greatest weight at the top.
Mm-hmm.
So at the top of the list is a Granny Smith apple, which is what it is at 85.6%. Beneath that is iPod at 0.4%.
iPod.
Yes, iPod.
Because mm-hmm.
Apple.
Yeah.
Anyway, library 0%, pizza 0%, toaster 0.0%. Dough 0.1%, but when you put a label saying iPod on the apple, again, you will see an image of it. Guess what is the highest hit? iPod at a whopping 99.7%.
What?
So, yeah,
that is interesting.
For those of you who might be interested, of course, a link will be posted in the description. It makes for very interesting reading if you're into that sort of stuff. And yes, I'll be back. That's my news for today.
All right. My next news item, in my fashion, is to bring it closer to home. And this time round, closer to the business and investment universe. But an investment or venture capitalist firm called Savannah Fund just launched $25 million fund to invest in African startups at seed and series A. Now,
for those who don't know what that is or what that means.
Yes. So Savannah Fund is a venture capitalist company. So basically they invest in African startups that are looking to scale across the continent, as well as global startups that are trying to enter the African markets. And in doing so, I think like the whole idea is to create a bridge from Africa to the world and vice versa. So basically, if you have a great idea and you're in your Series A or seed funding phase, check them out. This is not an endorsement. Check them out. I don't know if you can endorse VC firms, but this is not an endorsement. But their portfolio ranges from marketplaces to logistics companies. If you're in Kenya, I'm sure you've heard of Sendy. Sendy is one of the companies who have received funding from them. But they also do investments in spaces like e-commerce, edtech, enterprise, fintech, healthcare, and even exits. So if you're about to exit and, you know, yeah, but to date they've funded I think about 30 African startups. So try your luck, hit them up, do your pitch deck. Wishing you all the best. Keep it Moran.
Well, actually, what I thought was the last of my news items. Well, this is like an addendum to the AI theme. Project Gucci Bag. we made an AI version of Gucci Mane's voice that reads classic literature. From Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, to Little Women, to Frankenstein, to Dracula. All those classics.
Mm.
Oh, Anna Karenina, to War of the Worlds. Anyway, a whole list of them. Read in a deep fake of Gucci Mane's voice.
How does Gucci Mane sound?
Look him up.
Gucci Mane. I don't even think this is a song. Gucci Mane. Let me. I have to picture this.
Can you picture it later?
No.
Can you picture it later?
No. Please. I must.
Please.
By myself. Please. I must. Just 2 seconds. I just need to hear his voice. Okay.
Anyway, yeah. So
hater.
So that's about it for the news. Yeah? Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, fun fact. SpaceX finally launched a successful flight, but then it exploded after landing.
Yeah.
What was it? Starship, was it?
No idea.
But one of something. The big vessels that they want to take us to Mars. So congratulations, and I mean, it's a step to get that thing to land right back. But anyways, Michael, did you hear?
Have you heard
about the hottest new wave that is not Corona? They call it the next gold mine. Even Jack Dorsey, for those who don't know, that's one of the founders of Twitter.
CEO.
As well. Got on the bandwagon. Have you heard of the three-letter phenomenon that is NFT?
Unfortunately, yes. Despite your attempt to hype it with drama, yes, unfortunately, I have.
Oh, what are your thoughts? First of all, what is an NFT, Michael?
All right, let's get technical.
Ooh, explain it to me.
I hope you can hear the sound of my hands rubbing together.
I can hear.
Excellent. Okay, so NFT stands for non-fungible token. Now,
that doesn't really help.
It doesn't. And this is why we turn to our friends, the dictionary. Have you ever had those moments where you ask someone the meaning of a word and they tell you, check the dictionary?
Yeah, this is one of those moments.
This is one of those moments. So, fungible. Off the Merriam-Webster site, dictionary thingy.
Online dictionary.
Definition one, being something such as money or a commodity of such a nature that one part or quantity may be replaced by another equal part or quantity in paying a debt or settling an account. Two, capable of mutual substitution. See also interchangeable. 3. Readily changeable to adapt to new situations. See also flexible. Yeah, I think we're interested in 1 and 2, the definitions of 1 and 2 mainly, where something that can be substituted, can be traded, can be exchanged. Yeah, it's a token.
So did you check out that was fungible?
Yes. Now, non-fungible means non-fungible is not.
So basically,
it's unique.
It's unique and can't be replaced. Can't be replaced.
Pretty much. I mean, like, it's unique in the sense of, like, how do I put it?
Pokemon card.
Actually, there's a very good primer on The Verge, which will be included in the links as always, that says there's a very good example he used here. A one of a kind. Okay, so this is off the side. They said a Bitcoin is fungible. Trade one for another Bitcoin and you'll have exactly the same thing. A one of a kind trading card, however, is non-fungible. So if you traded it for something different, or if you traded it for a different card, you'd have something completely different. So it's unique, pretty much.
That makes sense. But on a more closer meaning to an NFT, based on my readings, it's sort of a digital asset that represent a wide range of unique, tangible, and important intangible.
Especially intangible
items, from collectible sports cards to virtual real estate and even digital sneakers. You know, during my hapanapale, my up and down of researching on NFTs, which I'm sure you haven't came across, is LeBron James dunk thing.
No, I did not.
Wait, you have not? That's like the biggest example on the internet on NFTs and like sort of the use case for it.
Well, I mean, is how much was that sold for?
And I don't remember.
And I will up you.
I don't remember, but I know there are other assets that have sold for more. Like, to start off with, the Twitter, Jack Dorsey's first tweet. Guess how much?
Just setting up my Twitter.
Yeah. Guess how much the bid is for the high?
Money.
Wow. How much of money?
A lot of money.
How many zeros do you see?
More than one?
2.5 mil for a tweet.
Must be nice.
But then he mentioned that he would be donating it to charity or whatnot. But that should tell you just how much of a, quote my word, of a bubble NFT it currently is. No, rather, don't quote my word. Take this with a bit of salt. Would you get an NFT?
No.
Would you make an NFT?
I would if my talents were worth making an NFT. You see, okay, let me put it this way.
I mean, anybody can make these silly cats and whatnot.
Let me put it this way.
I'm sorry, they're not silly.
Let me put it this way. There are many more talented individuals out there who can draw and do digital art, and the best I can come up with is stick figures. Now,
you'd be surprised. Maybe somebody is really, like, your stick figure speaks to them in a very different way than any other stick figure has ever spoke to them. And that is monetizable, my friend.
It is, but I'd feel guilty, you know? I'd really feel guilty doing that to someone. I mean, it's like, hold up. Are you sure?
Are you sure you
want to pay this much for
a digital art,
for something a 2 year old? Well, okay, not two is an exaggeration. A 4 year old could draw, you know?
No, but I think that's like what makes NFTs interesting. It's not a matter of who, sometimes who, yes, but it's not really a matter of who. But to me, there are like 3 points that guarantee the goodness of an NFT.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And one of them is like notorious, not BIG. By that I mean, like, how explosive can that NFT be? Like, take something like the LeBron James one. It has the hype already. Like, LeBron James is someone established, respected.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. I was masking that hideous sneeze.
Yeah. There's so much notoriety.
Okay.
Towards.
You've struggled with that word, but
very,
anyway.
Very, very. Towards, like, such an NFT. Or something like, let's say, MJ's first moonwalk, if that's not already trademarked. Maybe if that could be converted into an NFT. Like, there's already that is self-marketable. Does that make sense? And the longer or the more it's held, the higher the value.
Yep, but you see, that's the thing. It's not really held. How do I put it? You have a... On the blockchain, I mean, since it's built on blockchain.
Yeah, that's a very key distinction that you have to understand about NFTs.
So, most NFTs are part of the Ethereum blockchain. So, it's on the blockchain.
So, they could live separate. Yeah.
It's not... Yeah. It can be built off...
any chain.
Yeah. So, it's not exactly like a physical thing that you can...
It's not tangible.
You know, you can hang on your wall and show off to guests. I mean, it's not like... You see, if you had the Mona Lisa, for instance, mm-hmm. and you had it hanging off your wall, all your guests would be, ooh, okay. No one would really react in that manner.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be scared if they did. But I mean, you see where I'm coming from? Like, from the consumer point of view, it's, yes, I am the owner, and you know, it's indelibly marked on the blockchain that I am the owner, and and then
it's the same way. You're owner of Mona Lisa, so what?
No, but you see, that's different.
No, you see, here's what you're...
it's different.
No, of course, from the very existence, they're both different, right? But it's there are so many copies of Mona Lisa, for instance.
That is true.
But no one else can have the Mona Lisa. It's the same way the LeBron James clip could be so many
on YouTube.
Yeah, it could be on YouTube. I don't disagree. It could be on YouTube, could be on your phone. You could literally right click and download video as. But here's now where it gets in. What you'll have is not the original. That's for starters.
It will
never have the same value.
True.
And that's what makes the whole difference. I can go take a picture of the perfect, you know, frame it nicely, perfect picture of the Mona Lisa.
True,
it's the same thing.
True.
Like the replication
cuts
across both ways, physical or non-physical.
That's true.
Yes.
But
the value, to take you back to people entering your house and seeing the Mona Lisa on your wall and be like, bro,
you know,
bro. I mean, that's the value of the physical.
Yeah.
The value of the non-physical, in this case digital, is portability. And I feel like that's where NFTs, quote unquote, are shining. Is you can't carry a Mona Lisa with in your bag.
True.
24/7.
True.
So think of it that this one is, I'll just be like, boom, here is my digital Mona Lisa. Doesn't have the same. You see, we have to train our minds now. The value attachment of something like a Mona Lisa physically will have to be wired different to attach similar value and appreciation as a digital asset.
That is true. But at the same time, it's, how would I put it? For NFTs, especially, well, okay, first of all,
mm-hmm.
Let me just put this out there. It might seem like I'm coming off as anti-NFTs and, you know, whatnot, but I really am not. It makes a whole lot of sense for creatives.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can see how a content creator, an artist, a digital artist, a musician, whatever, I can see how this makes sense. What I don't see it making sense
is as a buyer.
Yes, as a consumer. It doesn't make sense to me as a consumer, as a potential consumer. It's so going back to my point is
do you know it makes sense?
The
same way it makes sense for me as a creative is the same way it makes sense for me as a buyer. Let me elaborate, because that might be a very confusing statement.
Please do.
You are a creator.
Mm-hmm.
You make illustrations.
Mm-hmm.
The same way right now, how do you monetize your illustrations right now?
You sell them.
Put them into clothing or you eBay them, whatnot, right?
Or license or whatnot,
right? Name it. So I, as a buyer, want to support you as a creator. That's why I buy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's where the interest comes in.
But you see,
it's still a marketplace.
True. But you see, all that you've said, you know what they all have in common? It's something that I can show. It's something that I can hold, something that I can touch. NFTs. Okay, yeah, NFTs. Well, I can use it as my profile picture mm-hmm. on socials mm-hmm. without fear of trademark issues, and I can, you know, I can post it on the internet. I can do my stuff, but and then,
well, the same could be argued outside you printing on a t-shirt, tangible.
Yeah,
if it's an illustration of Rufy, for those who know who Rufy is,
Luffy for some of us,
yes, an anime character, is it exists just there in your laptop virtually.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So what are you seeing? What I'm trying to say, like, you can't touch it, you can't feel it, but the sentiment is the same.
Like, how do I put it? Like, I see where you're coming from, but I'm also trying to put my thoughts into words.
No, but like you see, that's why I mentioned earlier, if NFTs are to work, humans will have to condition themselves different from how much value or sentiment we attach to physicality things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The physicality of things.
Mm-hmm.
That has to change. You see, right now, I feel like you're struggling with physical has more value than digital.
Not at all. That's not always true. But at the same time, you know, people forget passwords to their wallets. And I mean, of course, things can be stolen even physically. But like, how do I put it? If I bought a song. If I bought a song.
Wait, you technically didn't buy a song. You bought the rights to listen to the song.
If I bought the rights to
listen to the song.
No, to own the song.
You don't own a song, by the way. When you go and buy even an album, you do not own anything.
You own your copy. That's a better way of putting it.
You own. No, you don't even own the copy.
Of.
It's a copy, is different from mm-hmm. owning the song.
You own your copy of the song. I rephrased it.
Buying is what you need to understand. Technically, you're not really buying an album.
Okay, what are you
You're buying the rights to listen to the album. So the only way for you to listen to that song is for you to put in a CD. Maybe Nasema my age.
No, you should have gone with tape. Just to throw off a few people in the
right audience. Your VHS or whatever it is medium that you listen from or watch from. That's how it translates to that. So that's what I'm saying. You're not really buying the song. You're buying the rights to listen to the song. The CD player or the tape is just a medium for that.
Well, you're buying your copy of the song.
You're really adamant about it.
You're buying your copy of the song.
Mm.
Yes, you say you're getting the rights to listen to the song, but you're getting a copy of the song.
Yes. It's a yes and no. It's a yes and no.
You're getting your copy of the song.
No, you're just getting a piece, like the rights. It's the medium. Whatever it is the medium. You see, when you say
a copy,
if you say a copy of the song, legally speaking, that's not right.
Why? Why is it right?
I mean, that's arguable.
Look at it from your side of things. You said, you know, you're getting the rights to listen to the song, right? Mm. And it's provided to you through a medium.
Yes.
Meaning it's a copy. No,
That's what I'm saying. I agree. Song. I agree.
Anyway, we digress.
Yes, don't get those two confused.
We digress.
What was your point?
My point is that, you see, whether it's digitally or on a CD or on a tape or on vinyl or whatever,
mm-hmm.
like, sure, it's you can transmit it to a digital format, but you still have something, whether it's a digital or not, you still have something. The whole concept of NFTs is pretty much bragging rights.
Yeah, it is bragging rights. It's verifiable bragging rights. Let me put it that way.
And that doesn't make sense to me. I mean, that really doesn't make sense to me as a consumer.
Yeah, that's the thing. To you, no. To so many other people who are fans of the artist and who are really like collectors, for instance. Why should I pay 25 mil for a vintage Ferrari that they're only 100 of?
Because you're getting something that is there. Like,
but bro, you can never drive it.
A Ferrari.
You can never drive it.
It doesn't matter. As in, like, yeah, someone can check into your garage and be like, oh, this looks cool. Vroom, vroom. Okay, you wouldn't actually vroom, vroom, because that's a lot of money. You're just vroom, vrooming.
You see, I'm going to take that from a sentiment value. I will have the only copy, original copy of LeBron James Dunkin'.
But you don't know if it will be the only.
No, that's the thing. It's verifiable. You see, this is where the difference comes in.
It's verifiable.
We can
yes.
verify that I am the owner of the original and the first and only.
So, okay, okay.
That was my second point. Notorious and fast.
Let's just hold on to that point for a moment. Say we've got the guy behind the mic who produces a fantastic mix and he, you know, includes it in some digital artwork. Put it up for sale.
As an NFT or just normal?
Yeah. You buy it, right? What's to stop the guy behind the mic from making one or two or three other...
Oh, here's the thing. So now, you have to enter the mind of as a collector, because this whole NFT is meant for people like them, And you understand a bit of blockchain, right?
Yeah.
There's so many things that are going to... Yes, he can literally do Control-C, Control-V. On everything, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Right? But the moment of upload of either of those subsequent 1,000 more will never be the same. And that's where the whole difference, that's where the game changes.
It'll never be the same, but it'll be from the same source.
Yes, but it's not the...
It's the original.
Version 1, version 2, version 3 will never be the same.
It's still the original though. It is still the original.
It's not... The original, the fact that
the blockchain entry, okay, the blockchain
the fact
entry.
That there is something that is before it does not just nullifies the originality of it. It sounds the same, looks the same, but it's not the original.
Let me put it this way, right? And I'll go back to that example that we used earlier, that you know, you trade one Bitcoin, you get another. It's the same thing. I mean, the
no, but here's the thing: NFTs are not tradable. NFTs are not tradable.
I don't mean it in that sense.
But I know. Yes.
I mean it in the sense of if the guy behind the mic decided to control C, control V, or if you... anyway, it doesn't matter. If you are on the Mac side of things, command C, command V.
Yeah.
You know, and it'll be the same thing. It's the same thing. It's different, but it's the same.
It's...
Like, let me put it this way.
A copy of Mona Lisa might look like a perfect copy might look the same, but
I'm not talking about a perfect copy. I'm talking about the same person painting the exact same thing. Of course, due to how human art is, it'll never be the same.
Yeah.
But in this case, digital art will be the same. It's the exact same thing from the same source, from the it's different in the sense of this is what was released first. Yes. But everything else is the same.
Yeah, you see, the moment it enters... Now, you're speaking before it enters the NFT chain.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The moment it enters, it's very different. That's
address-wise. Address-wise.
Yeah, address, the timestamp. And that's why I'm telling you, when you're in the mind of a collector, it's those details that they look at. Let me give you an example. There's a Pokemon card that I don't remember which one it was, but they had... You know how Pokemon cards look like, right? Mm-hmm. It had the stamp on the left side and the right side had like a different shade.
Mm-hmm.
A month later, they released, which now everyone else has, that was just slightly like a different shade on the other side.
But you see, now, that is different.
No. Here's the thing. It's the exact... Everything is the same. It's just a difference in shade of color.
But that makes a huge difference.
Yep, you're missing the point.
Okay, carry on.
The point is in the details. You see, most people would take those two cards and they don't see it. But if you're a collector, you will see it. And you'll know why one is more valuable than the other. Right? Like this Pokemon card, I think, cost about 800K. USD.
Okay.
This other one is like a fraction of that price tag. So what I'm trying to say is, if somebody is as a collector on the NFT, they will look for such things. They will look, when was this uploaded, what's the address, mm-hmm. you know, they will trace like ownership because it's a blockchain. You mm-hmm. can see how many people mm-hmm. it's been, mm-hmm. it's passed. Mm-hmm. Such kind of things make the difference. True. So yes, in as much as I agree with you, control C, control V.
It's the same
thing. It emits 100% the same thing. But it's this same only thing. Works for certain art pieces, not all art pieces.
Okay. It's the same thing.
Until it enters the chain.
Yeah, until, but I mean.
Because here's the thing, you cannot disregard, if you're going to argue with like NFTs being the same, mm-hmm. you cannot argue with the rule. I mean, you cannot dismiss the rules of the quote unquote the game.
Okay.
Because true. That's true. Where the value
true.
Is.
True. That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
And that's kind of my point. Yes, I agree with you, they're the same, but once when the rules and the like the ecosystem enters into place, they're really not the same. And that's what people attach value as.
I mean like I said, it's not something that makes sense to me. I don't like other than me, you know, showing support for the guy behind the mic and his horrendous skills.
Let me show you why it's okay not to make sense to you. Does it make sense to you to spend 20 mil Kenya shillings on a car?
Well, I mean,
it's a yes or no question.
Depends on what, you know, the car comes with.
What, does it come in with a ticket to Mars?
Okay, let me put it this way. Some things, okay, I get where you're coming from, though.
Right.
Some things have more.
It's just not your product.
It's not my poison.
Yes. Mm-hmm, right. Mm-hmm, and NFTs, yeah, are hot cake, but it's just not for everyone. And not everyone will see the value in it, but those who will know it's niche.
Yeah, it just sounds like a fancy bragging rights thing.
Yeah, but then here's another way to look at it. It's just a bubble.
There you go again.
Yeah.
There you go again.
But hey, there are people who are making millions. NBA is making millions.
Actually, I have a question on that.
But if NFT becomes a thing, do you know who will benefit like a lot?
Who?
Players. Because you see now I can negotiate like royalties out of every NFT that's sold.
And now that brings me to an interesting question. Is that income taxable?
Is it under the DST?
I don't know. I mean, it's if you're listening and you're into finance and what have you.
I believe it is. Because think of it this way, it's a commodity, no? Like it's something.
Yeah, so that it is.
Like it's literally a marketplace of here, take this. Yes, so I will tax you for that. But you don't like the fact that it's taxable?
No. It's just I'm still trying to. No, it's fine. My gripes will last. They'll go beyond this mm-hmm. episode. They'll go beyond this episode. But yeah, that's just one of those things. I'm trying to look for the words mm-hmm. to use and they just aren't coming out.
But even me, to be honest, like some of the things that I'm seeing like being sold for thousands of dollars, I'm like, what? Why? Like, was
which artist?
I think in this, Nini, it says Deadmau5. You know Deadmau5?
Yeah.
Has sold digital animated stickers to you, raking in about how much? Thousands of dollars. And I'm just like, huh?
Well, I mean, like I said.
Or CryptoKitties. You know about CryptoKitties, yeah?
Like I said, this is just a bragging rights thing.
Or the Gucci Ghost?
Ah, Gucci Ghost.
Just like, what?
Like it's one of those things. I think it's also the fact that pandemic boredom, you know.
Oh, I mean, one of the biggest push for that was when museums started showcasing art online. That's like where the whole NFT thing became really like it solidified as an idea, because you know it's existed all the way from 2018 when Ethereum added support for NFTs on their blockchain. So
pandemic fatigue.
Yeah, pandemic boost.
Pandemic fatigue. But anyway, I mean, let us know your thoughts on NFTs.
Also, we'll be releasing a Fully Talks NFTs. Actually, let's try. We should go to OpenSea. By the way, for you who are wondering where you can view NFTs, OpenSea is one of the marketplaces.
There are many marketplaces.
And there are many more, but I only know of OpenSea.
There's... forget it. I'm not going to...
Do your own research.
Yeah.
Type away.
Yeah, let us know your thoughts. I know I sounded anti-NFTs all through, but I really am not, at least from a content creator's point of view. Like, it's from a content creator's point of view, it makes all the sense in the world. Like, it makes all the sense in the world. It's from the consumer's perspective that it makes...
Like I said, not everyone buys a 20 million car.
It doesn't make much sense to me, especially at the figures that are going around. I mean, I can understand everyone has their thing, but at the same time,
remember the notoriety of the product.
Yeah,
is a big seller.
Yeah, yeah. I'll make peace with the fact that I'm not the target crowd. I'll just stick to my...
But maybe if you are a collector, you'd be thinking different.
I mean, you know how I am with like my headphones and stuff.
No. And a collector of something you put somewhere and you can't use. You see, for you, value for audio equipment, you use it and it translates to your day-to-day life. Now think of it as somebody...
It's an appreciable addition to my life.
So think of people who collect like Pokemon cards. It helps you with absolutely nothing.
True.
Unless you're in the business of resale.
That is true. But again, you have something you can show. Forget it. I'm mixing myself up. Forget it. I'm done. Goodbye. Close this episode. It's a wrap. Okay. No, I don't have the authority to say that. I'm sorry. I overstepped my boundaries.
But yeah, let us know.
Would you please forgive me, Sensei?
Ayamare.
Okay. I don't know enough Japanese to know how to respond to that, but it's fine.
No, you just say I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Okay. It's too late. Apologize. Back to what you were saying.
Yeah. But yeah, let us know your thoughts on NFTs. Let us know if you'll be buying one of our Fleet Talks NFTs.
I hope not.
I really hope you do. Stop killing our clientele. There are probably fans out there of us and who want our NFTs. Let's do it as an experiment. Even if it sells for like $1, I mean, I just want to see. Like, I really want to understand the whole marketplace for NFTs. And guy behind the mic, do you mind doing some crazy artwork for Fleet Talks?
Yeah, he minds. Him saying definitely means he minds. So it's a wrap. It's closed. The idea has been shot down by the guy behind the mic.
When it purchases for $1 million, Michael, I want you to remember this day. I want you to remember this day. Actually, don't cut him saying no. So there's evidence.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Oh, now he rethinks.
I'm not rethinking a thing. It still doesn't make sense to me from a consumer point of view. Yeah.
Yeah, but I also don't see much sense in some pieces, not all pieces.
And the figures?
Yeah, and figures. But it's a new world that we live in. It reminds me of a book, or is it a game, or is it a movie, of like people are living in, like people, in real life, people are like, obese and whatnot, but when you enter into the virtual side of things, you're like super fit, you know, six pack, you got all the mansions you want, all the best cars you have, but in reality you go to in your own couch and whatnot. This looks like a step towards that direction.
But I hope not.
That's speculation. If you dig this episode, share it. Head over to our YouTube channel. Let us know. Head over to our socials. Let's keep the comments going. Let's keep the conversation going. And on that note, FTG out.